this is a feat that I think a lot of our neighboring countries are yet to achieve. You've got countries which have had the same political party since, you know, for more than 20 years. So somehow we've managed to have these transitions of power. And so by far and wide, we're seen as a mature democracy. And so personally, I wanted to explore this and say, well, what does it mean to be a mature democracy? And you know, in answering that, one had to start with, what does the concept of democracy actually mean? You know, have we had democracy all along and we've just called it something else? Or, you know, is it something that is innately in us? What are the obstacles, and where is the country going with this concept of democracy? So when we started to unravel that, we then started to realize that this is not just something that was affecting Zambia. This is something that was affecting a lot of our neighboring countries. Swaziland, for example, which is still under a monarchy, and they've got a very interesting setup in terms of government structures. You know, so we started looking at and saying, well, are we the ones that have gotten it right, or is there something else that we could do?
John Mwanza is the director and producer for the documentary History. He spoke with me from the Zambian capital, Lusaka.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Encounter. Next up, a U.S. politics edition. A Manhattan jury finds former President Donald Trump legally liable for sexually abusing and defaming the writer E. Jean Carroll. A district court charges disgraced Congressman George Santos with wire fraud, money laundering, and the showdown over the debt limit between President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. All this and much more next on Encounter on The Voice of America.
The Voice of America, and you are listening to Nightline Africa. I'm your host, Peter Clotty, in Washington. Coming up in the second half of Nightline Africa Sports with Samson O'Malley, and that will be followed by a commentary by Dr. James Jonah, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs and Music, from African Collection. It's now time for Nightline Africa Sports, and for that, let's join Samson O'Malley. Hello, Samson.
Hi, Peter, and good evening, sports fans. Welcome to Nightline Africa Sports. The Cape Kino Classic, this season's third World Athletics Continental Tour Gold Meeting, took place in Nairobi on Saturday, where world leads were set, meeting records fell, and some major upsets happened. Ferdinand Omanyala brought a blistering end to the 2023 Cape Kino Classic when the Commonwealth champion stomped to victory in a world-leading time of 9.84 seconds at the Kasarani Stadium. The African 100-meters champion and record holder faced a strong field to win, reducing Americans Kenneth Baderick and Marvin Bracey Williams to second and third places, respectively. The results sealed back-to-back titles for Omanyala and means he remains undefeated this year in the 100 meters.
I expected to break the African record, but it's like 0.07 shy of that. So I'm sure in the next race, we're going to cut it down.
In other races, world 3,000 meters steeplechase record holder Beatrice Chepkoech won her event in 9 minutes and 13.51 seconds, while 2018 Commonwealth Games 3,000 meters steeplechase bronze medalist in the men's category Amos Kiriu downed 8 minutes 08.45 seconds to win, beating Commonwealth Games champion Abraham Kipwot, who was the defending champion, to second place, while Leonard Burke came in third. In the 400 meters, Zambia's Muzala Samakunga put away the men's 400 meters race in a meet record, shaving off the previous meet record by 2.24 seconds when he won in 44.25 seconds. And now to some football news. Nine-man Mamelodi Sundowns held on for a barren draw against defending champions Wydad Athletic Club in the first leg of their CAF Champions League semi-finals at the Mohamed V complex in Casablanca on Saturday. Sundowns had to play with 10 men from the 42nd minute after Neo Muema was sent off with a straight red card following a VAR on-field review by the referee. They were further reduced to 9 men in the 92nd minute as substitute Marcelo Allende was sent off by another VAR intervention. Sundowns will now head to Loftus Versfeld Stadium in Pretoria next weekend, knowing any kind of victory will seal them through to their first final since they won the crown in 2016. Staying with the CAF Champions League, Esperance of Tunisia head coach Nabil Maloul has resigned from his position barely 24 hours after they were beaten 3-0 by Al Hakli in the first leg of their CAF Champions League semi-finals in Rabat on Friday. The tactician said he made the decision in the best interest of the club, with the hopes of a continental title now hanging at the balance following the heavy home defeat to the record African champion. And now to mixed martial arts. The maiden edition of the African Knockout Mixed Martial Arts Championship kicked off on Friday night in Lagos. The tournament is being organized by Kamaru Usman, the Nigerian Nightmare. The former MMA world champion said the motive of the All African Championship was to bring together the best mixed martial arts fighters from across the continent to compete for the title of African champion. And that's all for this week's edition of Nightline Africa Sports. Back to you, Peter.
Thanks a lot, Samson. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. We'll link up with you again next Sunday for another look at African sports. Nightline Africa Sports. Now let's take a closer look at Africa, the problems, the prospects in time of conflict, in time of peace. Here's one man's point of view with Dr. James Jonah, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs. Hello, Dr. Jonah.
Good evening, Africa. Despite the best efforts of many African states to avoid being embroiled in Russia's war in Ukraine, it seems now that South Africa, the second largest economy in Africa and a credible industrial base, is being dragged into the quagmire. On Thursday, the ambassador of the United States, speaking in Pretoria, stunned everyone when he broke protocol and publicly criticized the government of South Africa for supplying arms and ammunition to Russia. He added that these weapons are going to be used to kill Ukrainians. It should be recalled that since the start of the Ukraine war, NATO alliance, together with the European Union, have been constantly warning China not to supply arms and ammunition to Russia. China has denied all of this, but have added that China is not the country spilling oil into fire. Also, there have been calls for North Korea to stop sending arms to Russia, as well as criticisms for Iran supplying arms to Russia. Only 2 weeks ago, the Common Market of the African Union announced that it was going to imply sanctions against some commercial farms in Russia because they were selling products with dual use, which means it can be used for military as well as civilians. We therefore find the situation where, after the accusation of the ambassador of the United States, the representatives of the largest opposition forces in South Africa, the Democratic Alliance, endorsed the criticism of the ambassador and warned that the United States and its allies might sanction South Africa and that may be harmful to the economy. At the same time, it has been mentioned that the South African currency is already sinking in the market. One should also ask oneself what would happen if there is a massive sanction and create a slowdown of the market, of the economy. What would it mean for the neighboring states, and what will be for the stability? However, one should say that there are puzzling signs in this allegation of the U.S. ambassador. One, why is it that after 5 months, it is only now that the alarm is being sounded? In December, it is true there were reports that Russia had received arms in the mid of the night from South Africa, but no one followed up in this accusation. The issue then is, what is it that has prompted this accusation at this time? Taking into account the frequent calls for the West, for Ukraine, that they would be using their most massive counterattack against Russia. Also, there are certain puzzlements about this. First of all, why is it only now being done? But secondly, available information in South Africa would show that the apartheid regime, which once boasted a robust arms industry, have found itself in a degrading state after majority rule. And it is only about 4 years ago that the arm industry is being revived in South Africa. But is that enough time for South Africa to have built up reserves of arms and ammunition for it to supply arms to Russia? In the end event, many concerned Africans will await the reports which have been ordered by the president for a judge and a retired judge carry on a complete review of the situation and had asked the United States to provide whatever intelligence evidence it had. This we should wait for, and I say we should not move out or make any other points, and I thank you.
That was Wama's Point of View, a commentary by Dr. James Zuna, former UN Under Secretary General for Political Affairs. Sunday on Nightland Africa, and this is the time we get to relax and reflect. A flashback with music from the concert.
Listen, it's all just shut up while it's 100 million. records. You can't double it, touch it for it again. The way you're dancing, cool, baby, come again. The way you bubbly, baby, and you whining in the disco. It's like you just won a beauty contest. Yeah. Now we put the killer, come get me your cellular. So that I call you up, we play like speed up. Automatically, play run no singular. So beautiful, nobody contest. So then,
them no more where he got to me. Mm. Remember low where he passed from me. Mm. Doctors and nurses may be scatter we. If you not your body partner, put on back to we. 6 feet below ground, so they dust for we. But I tell God, thank you for me life. Thank you for me wife. Thank you for the people that we put on me life. And what your car bang me, I not die. Kidney tell me, I not die. Corona hold me, I not die. The Lord, we are the star, we are.
Jehovah, tell you thank you. Them not their family, when they were done die.
Body every night and day, I just let go higher. I need eat some mouth kolo. Plenty money in the pocket of this one kolo. Let me say I know go better. Hey, you can take it. I come up on the poop, poop, poop. Thank you, Lord. You don't do one for me. I'm not better, but they won't worry. No much worry. If all that corona don't come, but you still cover me. Start make a doctor say you
thank you.
In, you tell me how to go, you tell me how to go, echo. And that's for the love of Jesus Christ, eh?
I'm more. She says she don't know what you're about to do to her. I don't know what you see they do to me. I really wanna know what's up. Cause my really don't make me feel fucked up. It's a life is feeling on the worry me mentally. Cause I don't attach emotionally. You see me start let my play. And I be take a let my share. Girl, I never knew soon that you will be the one. I never knew soon that you will be the one. You see me start let my play. And I be take a let my share. Girl, I don't know soon that you will be the one. Girl, I don't know soon that you will be the one for me. My bestie, I think I found a lover in you. I think I found a lover in you. My bestie, I think I found a lover in you. I think I found a lover in you. I'm telling so, baby girl, I just wanna let you know. So you don't capture me body and soul. So baby girl, now you. Baby, now you been there, make a talk like Alonzo. Or make a sing down from Calypso. Baby, you don't capture me body and soul. Baby, girl, now you. Now you been there, yeah. If you no chop, I never chop. If you no sleep, I never sleep. If I no sleep, already me, I go sleep. Girl, if I no sleep, already me, I go sleep. If you no chop, I no go chop. If I no sleep, baby, no go sleep. If I no sleep, already me, I go sleep. Girl, if I no sleep, already me, I go sleep. Cause baby, you don't make me brain box up. It's a like this feeling on the worry me mentally. Cause I don't attach emotionally. You see me start let my play. And I be take a let my share. Girl, I never knew, so now you will be the one. I never knew, so now you will be the one. You see me start let my play. And I be take a let my share. Girl, I don't know, so now you will be the one. Girl, I don't know, so now you will be the one for me. My bestie, I think I found a lover in you. I think I found a lover in you. My bestie, I think I found a lover in you. I think I found a lover in you. My bestie, girl, I will die if anybody takes you away from me.
Sunday Music Spot. Hope you enjoy the music from Nightland Africa here at the English service of the Voice of America in Washington. Nightland Africa comes to you from the English service of the Voice of America. Hope you enjoy the program tonight. As you know by now, we are on Saturdays and Sundays at 16 and 18 hours UTC. From the Nightland Africa team, including producer Nicole Peterson, we say thanks for joining us. And remember, as the elders say, the grasshopper that runs into the midst of fowls ends up in the land of the spirits. I'm your host, Peter Clotte, in Washington. Good evening, Africa. Ricci piri pa chi l'era da savana.